Well, tomorrow, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will be the first Japanese leader to publicly visit the memorial to the December 7, 1941 attacks on Pearl Harbor, attacks that drew the U.S. into World War II. Abe will attend with President Obama. And what's more, public opinion in Japan is in favor of the trip, even though at the time of the attacks, most Japanese felt they were justification for the American-led oil embargo that was devastating the country as Japan increasingly attacked its neighbors. And for decades, many Japanese felt the U.S. attacks on Hiroshima and Nagasaki made them the bigger victims. Shihoko Goto is Senior Associate for Northeast Asia at the Woodrow Wilson Center. She joins us by Skype. Shihoko, Pearl Harbor gets just a few lines in school books. How is it taught?
It is seen as a attack that was a miscalculation on the part of the Japanese military, but it doesn't get as much space as what Japan had suffered since then. But that said, by Abe going to Pearl Harbor tomorrow, it really brings the U.S.-Japan relations when it comes to understanding history to a full circle. The Japanese will be looking at this very closely, not just in the body language as well as the verbal language that Abe will demonstrate, but also the U.S. reaction. How will the American media, the American public, and of course the American veterans respond to Abe's visit? And there is a lot of optimism. I want to add that when Obama visited Hiroshima in May of this year, Japanese public opinion was very favorable towards it, and the Japanese would certainly like that kind of reaction to Abe's visit tomorrow.
Well, it'll be interesting how widespread that response is. President-elect Donald Trump tweeted out after President Obama's visit to Hiroshima in May, "Does Obama discuss the sneak attack on Pearl Harbor while in Japan? Thousands of Americans' lives lost." In other words, he seemed to be responding in the way that many Japanese would have 10 years ago. You know, we can't talk about one without talking about the other. You're saying that now public opinion in Japan might have shifted a little bit because obviously people are favorable, even people on the far right, have been favorable of Abe's visit tomorrow.
Right. When it comes to Japan and its relationship with the United States under the Obama administration, the footing is clear. Japan remains the biggest Asian ally for the United States. When it comes to Japan's relations under a new administration, of course, Japan is not alone in this, there is a lot of uncertainty and there is a lot of concern. Abe was the first foreign government leader to meet with President-elect Trump after the U.S. elections. And the understanding of that bilateral meeting was that they seem to get on, and there is certainly hope that that kind of good personal relationship will be reflected in a bilateral governmental relationship.
This was the meeting that was also attended by Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka, which on this side of the ocean, a lot of people, you know, raised a lot of eyebrows. But stay with the new president, because before he was elected, Donald Trump castigated Japan for not paying more for its own defense. He was critical of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, the trade deal. We understand that this visit to Pearl Harbor comes as Japan is spending a record amount of money, more than $40 billion on national defense, something that post-war, you know, Japan had completely pulled back on any defense spending, obviously the losing side after that war. Do you see a connection between Japan spending so aggressively on its military and a new president in the U.S.?
I don't think the Japanese government spending on military would have changed whether Hillary Clinton won or whether Trump had won. What is clear, though, is that the current Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is committed to building up Japan's own defense capabilities. As you pointed out, Trump himself has said that U.S. allies in Asia and beyond should pay more for the defense capabilities, and that is certainly something that is reflected by the Japanese government. There is a lot of public opposition in Japan, though, to that, because Japan still has a pacifist constitution. That pacifist constitution was, of course, written by the United States after Japan's defeat after World War II. Mm. But it has really been embraced by the Japanese public. And any move that may make Japan more militaristic has been very warily seen by the Japanese voters.
So as we said at the outset, many Japanese feel justified side for the attack on Pearl Harbor, justification for an American-led oil embargo at the time on Japan as Japan attacked its neighbors. And then after the bombings on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, many Japanese felt vindicated, you know, because they became the bigger victims of the war. But this moment right now, President Abe going to the Pearl Harbor site, he has many ties to nationalist organizations. Is this something maybe of a Nixon in China moment that he might be the one that would be acceptable to nationalist groups to go?
I think it's clear to say that what he hopes to achieve here is to ensure that U.S.-Japan relations are strong in the future. And it wants to play the great statesman role in global politics. And that's really important as we move towards a new U.S. administration. There is concern that the United States may not be as engaged in Asia, and that in turn could elevate Japan's presence and leadership in the region. And that can only come unless Japan is able to really reflect on its past, to acknowledge its wrongdoings, and be accepted by other countries as a country that is prepared to take on responsibility and then move towards the future.
That's Shihoko Goto, Senior Associate for Northeast Asia at the Woodrow Wilson Center. Shihoko, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And NPR will follow Abe and Obama's visit to Pearl Harbor tomorrow.